Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now on 100 Yards of Football, NCAA Week Number 7 preview. It has been years since Alabama and Tennessee have played with as much stake as there will be on Saturday in Knoxville. For the first time since 2016, both teams are ranked in the top 10. Both teams also entered the game undefeated for the first time in more than three decades. Tennessee looking to snap his 15-game losing streak to the Crimson Tide in front of a raucous home crowd. And ladies and gentlemen, all we ask is, can the Vols snap their losing streak to Bama? We're going to find out Saturday afternoon. The last time Tennessee beat Alabama, Nick Saban was coaching the Miami Dolphins. The Tide has dominated this rivalry ever since Saban arrived in Tuscaloosa back in 07. But today, stick and stay with Vincent Turner. He's going to tell you what to expect in Knoxville on Saturday, right here on 100 Yards of Football.
Thank you for the great introduction, Mr. Mark Bass. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. A special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. As Mr. Bass just said, just stated eloquently, both teams are ranked in the top 10. It's been a long time since the 3rd of October. It's meant a lot. And I'm going to take you back in time. See, I got a real strong alliance to the University of Tennessee. As far as my sports teams, there's three teams I love. That's the Memphis State Tigers in basketball. That's the Tennessee Volunteers in college football. And that's the Dallas Cowboys on the NFL level. So I know a lot about Tennessee football because I remember when the first black players went up there in 1968, Lester McClain out of Nashville, and Kevin Milan out of Catholic High School in Memphis, Tennessee. And Tennessee recruits a lot out of Memphis back in the day and still do now because the starting linebacker Jeremy Banks is out of Cordova, Tennessee, which is a little suburb of Memphis. But the great thing about the school, the University of Tennessee, is why I'm so happy they're back on top because I have an alliance. I had a special nephew that graduated in 2009, got a double degree, by the name of Ronald Foster Jr. My sister, my lovely sister, who now resides in New Orleans, Louisiana, Bridget Turner, went there for 2 years. So I know about Knoxville, and then I lived in the Knoxville area for almost 7 years. I used to be married to a young lady whose first cousin, Bruce Wilkerson, was the offensive tackle. So you see, I bleed Big Orange. I love Big Orange. And boy, I'm going to tell you a special coincidence. This game reminds me of the 1982 game when I had just graduated from Arkansas, but I was at home in Memphis. But I came up for the game because my sister was at that time, Bridget was a student at Tennessee. Alabama in 82 had came off a very impressive win over Penn State, 42-21. They came in the Neyland Stadium on the 3rd of October in 82, ranked number 2 in the country. And at the time, Neyland Stadium, which is now over 100,000, was at 95,000. Tennessee, at that time, 1-2-1, I think, on the year. Had tied LSU the previous week. But, boy, it was 95,000 that beautiful sunny day. And Tennessee had not beaten Alabama for 11 straight years. And I remember that Alabama team, Paul Kruff, Walter Lewis, Tommy Wilcox, one of the best defensive backs I ever seen play on the college level, and Jeremiah Castillo, Jody Jones, who's now the head football coach of South Alabama, Jesse Ben Gross out of Florida, South Florida in the house. And that Tennessee team played that game like it was a national championship, baby. Allen Cockrell, my homeboy Carlton Peoples starting at the right cornerback spot, number 19. A young Reggie White, a young Vince Clark, the safety, made a key interception in that game. Mike Colfert, who passed away a couple of years ago, outstanding football player. His baby brother, Joe Colfert, the starting linebacker. And then Bill Bates. And Tennessee pulled off that upset, 35-28. And all I'll be reminisce, the great Willie Gaw had a 62-yard bomb in that game touchdown. And 95,000 fans went crazy. They tore the goalposts down like they had won a national championship, and they carried Johnny, I'm take you home, Majors, off the field. Well, all you Tennessee fans that's watching this video, that's where y'all need to be at on Saturday. At that pitch level, Rocky Top needs to be there. You need to get Smokey the Tick Hound, get him some liquor in him. It's going to be a party on Kingston Pike. Jeremiah Long, I know you love it. Tennessee, Hendon Hooker, if there hasn't been no better player in the country than him, then hey, right now, I'm putting him up there as the Heisman Trophy front runner along with Caleb Williams out of USC. Boy, Mr. Hooker, last week played off the chains against LSU, 239 yards, 17 to 27, controlled the game, not even with his best receiver, Cedric Tillman out. He was supposed to be back this week. Brew McCoy, 20 receptions on 351 yards. Jalen Wyatt, 27 receptions, 388 yards. That wide receiver, of course, lethal. Then Jalen Wright at the running back position, 315 yards, and Tennessee is averaging over 548 yards total offense. And make no bones, I didn't see that coming down there in Baton Rouge. And let me give kudos to the defense. Jeremy Banks, I told you, Cordova, and my man, Trayvon Flowers, represented real well. Right now playing like the best safety in the country. Out of the local Atlanta area, Tucker High School, mentor Mr. Mark Bass. He bowling! Boy, I like this Tennessee team, but I'm telling you, I'm not going to go out there and say they're going to beat Alabama on Saturday. But boy, this Tennessee team is reminding me of them teams in the 80s and early 90s. Tony Robinson, Eric Swanson, Joey Klinkscale, Tim McGee, Andy Kelly, Thomas Woods, Alvin Hopper, Terrence Cleveland, Chuck Webb. This is a very, very special football team. And kudos to head coach Josh Heupel. I didn't know you would have us there this quick. South Dakota in the house. OU, Boomer Sooner. But make no bones, let me talk about the Alabama Crimson Tide. Big wheels going to keep turning when they come through Neyland Stadium as Leonard Skinner carry me home to see my kin. This is a football game that Alabama's going to be ready to play their best ball. The only thing I like about this is that Bryce Young might not play. But the young man, Jalen Moros, last week struggled mightily against Texas A&M. Only 111 yards, but he had three turnovers in that football game. But make no bones, Alabama's deep. Jamar Gibbs, Georgia Tech, I don't care if you're on the winning streak. I don't care what Brent Key is doing. You got to be sick Because the last 2 weeks, Jahmyr Gibbs need to be mentioned in the Heisman conversation. Had 154 yards last Saturday night against Texas A&M. But when you talk about Bama, you got to talk about their defense. And my question is this. Will Anderson, out of Dutchtown High School, down there in Henry County, I'm trying to figure out how did the University of Georgia allow this young man to go to Alabama? When you're talking about very special football players, man, on the college level before they got to the pros, man, Will Anderson is a very special football player. I look at him having the same impact as some of the great college defensive players and carrying the team. On the year, the young man's got 29 tackles, 5 sacks. But think about this. See, when you look at this great game of football, and you look at the great players, the one thing is that when you're a star at a major school like Alabama, your name is in the paper every day. Your name is on every sports show. You like, anytime any young person get up and talk about football, everybody talking about you. And Will Anderson came in as a four-star recruit and started from day one. And when I think about him, I think about all the college football players in my life, 62 years, that was that type of impact. George Webster, Michigan State, 1966. Steve Kiner, University of Tennessee, 1968. These gentlemen took over the game defensively. Richard Batman Wood out of USC. Jerry Robinson, UCLA, when I became a freshman at University of Arkansas in 78, he was doing his thing at UCLA. And then, of course, two players that I'm going to put Will Anderson on the college level. Right now, not on the NFL level, but I'm talking about a player that can take over the game and change the concourse of the game defensively in the game. I saw him play when I was a sophomore at the University of Arkansas. The Eyes, Mike Singletary, 33 tackles in the game I saw him against Arkansas. And, of course, Lawrence Taylor when he was at North Carolina. Go back and look at his senior of the game film against Texas Tech. See, Will Anderson has got that type of ability. The Bama defense is going to be a challenge. Not only Will Anderson, but Melikala Moore is a pretty good football player. A top-level NFL prospect, Henry Toto. Is an outstanding player. Over 32 tackles. He leaves Alabama. And you know what? He was at Tennessee 2 years ago. I want to know how he's feeling. Now, I left Tennessee to go over here and win national championships at Alabama. And Tennessee get they stuff together. And Rocky Top is really at another level. And boy, I'm going into that stadium when I know them fans get at another level. But I ain't going to be running through the tee. But I'm going to be with Big Wheels, keep on turning and skin it. You're talking about a football game that's going to have all the pageantry, everything that's going to really be rocking. The only thing I hate, they don't play the game at night. See, it's something special when Neyland Stadium is rocking at night. Kingston Pike is rocking. The Tennessee River is walking. Them people in them boats, the barbecue is smelling. Neyland Stadium. It's going to be a party. Dolly Parton, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I'm going to go with my heart and stand with my mind today. Nick Saban is a phenomenal football coach. He's did what I never thought he would do at Alabama. Right now, it's no question about the best coach in all of college football. The players who he's put out in the NFL. And he's got a special team. And I know Alabama is going to be ready to play on Saturday evening at 3:30. But I got to go with my heart. I'm going with Tennessee 31, Alabama 28. It's going to be a party. If you're a player on any team and you have aspirations of going into the NFL draft, it's games like this. The big-time players play because there's going to be over 300 NFL scouts in the stands from every team. All 32 teams are going to be representatives. And they're coming to see that talent. They're coming to see everything. Josh Heupel against Nick Saban. If Tennessee, one more time, 31, Alabama 28, I guarantee you, if Tennessee wins that game on Saturday, get ready for the town of Knoxville to be burnt down. It's going to be special. The Vols are back. And then maybe we can start talking about national championship. Represent the Tennessee Volunteers 31, Roll Tide 28. It's going to be a great, great football game. Wish I could be there. I'm already excited. I can't even wait.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Somewhere I'm going to be posted up here in the metro Atlanta area. If you like the video, please come in and share it. Once again, special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, to my man, Mr. Mark Bass. All I can say is Rocky Top, Dolly Parton, Smokey the Tick Hound. It's football time in the state of Tennessee by the great John Ward.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.